The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, through their Land Administration Project, has incorporated gender and women's land right issues into the new draft land bill, thus as to protect the interest of women and the vulnerable in society. The Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Barbara Samoa, who spoke on behalf of the sector minister, said the draft bill has also made provisions for property acquired during marriage to be registered in the joint name of the spouses. She made this known at the 2-day National Policy Dialogue on Enhancing Women's Voice and Representation in Land Governance. Here's a report by Naomi Komi.
Land is an important economic resource which is central to the organization of sustainable livelihoods, particularly for rural dwellers. However, men and women do not always enjoy the same rights to ownership of land. In many parts of Africa, women's rights to land and property are systematically denied. The Deputy Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Barbara Samoa, said it is in view of this that where only one spouse is registered for such property, a provision has been made to the effect that such property acquired during marriage be held in trust for both spouses.
Public consultations on the bill are ongoing and are going to be undertaken in the coming months. And I urge all of you to avail yourself to review the bill and make critical inputs to ensure a comprehensive bill that provides security of tenure and ensures inclusion of women in land administration and management systems in Ghana. In addition to this, the Ministry, through the Lands Administration Project, has supported the Lands Commission to re-engineer the business process of its 4 divisions to improve land service delivery to the public. This is to ensure reduced land administration bottlenecks and to lessen the burden of the public as they access land services.